Goodnight.
And I'm Gracie Hamburger.
And we'll be all as preachers today. So when we originally read today's gospel, the concept that first jumped out at us was the idea of seeing God in everyday life. As these two men are walking along the road, they're given one of the most extraordinary opportunities, the chance to actually talk to Jesus and listen to him explain all of their questions and make everything clear to them. But in all of that time, they never really realize the truly amazing experience they're having. And in the end, when Jesus finally reveals himself, they're left kicking themselves for never having seen what was right in front of their eyes. In our world, it's easy to go through our lives oblivious to the simple miracles around us. We rarely realize the amazing work right in front of us, and it usually takes some blatantly obvious sign from the heavens to make us aware, even for a second, of the incredible things happening around us. One of the ways that our time at St. Paul's has led us to open our eyes to the simple miracles around us is through the mission work we've done as part of the youth group.
I've worked with many various volunteer organizations throughout my high school years. These organizations have varied in services from feeding the hungry, organizing clothes for the homeless, and much more. Yet I have to admit that nothing has been as rewarding as doing God's work with St. Paul's mission trips with the EYC. I've had so many incredible experiences meeting people from other communities and getting to know the work that I do can make a difference in their lives. From Galveston to Nashville, even as close as Tyler, Texas, I was able to see God in the lives we touched with my fellow youth members who made a difference. One of my most memorable experiences has been two summers ago at Mission Tyler. Our group was paired with a local Episcopal church doing various volunteer work around the town. Halfway through the week, myself and half of the group was put on the job of painting a neglecting home outside of town. It was relatively hard work, and it was long days of paint chip watering eyes, sneaking what we'd label as water breaks, and trying to hide from the deadly Texas sun. The work was exhausting, and each day with us returning to the church with a layer of paint dust and sweat. I felt accomplished while doing this work. However, many days I had the trouble of really realizing the true value of what I was doing. To me, this job was just a thing to keep us busy for a week, to get some physical labor experience, or to teach us the value of hard work and all the other classic lessons. It could have been a job for any team, yet in the scheme of life, it was mine that was picked. I discovered the reason for this the second to last day of our work. We were taking a late afternoon snack break in front. For the first time all week, we saw the owner of the home. Immediately, we rushed to her. She was an older woman who was off that evening to work for her usual night shift at the local hospital. We were dying to finally meet the woman who was receiving all of the work we'd spent our entire week invested in, and we grabbed her arm and helped her to her car. As she sat in the passenger seat waiting for her nephew to come out to be able to drive her, she began to share with us her story. She relayed to us how she'd begin to have to take an extra shift every night in order to support her family. Her nephew had gotten into some trouble recently, and him and two friends had recently taken refuge in her home. She was glad to be able to serve her family and support them in their time of need, but the strain of such a burden was quite apparent. She explained to us how she'd lost all of her spare time and was unable to continue with the upkeep the house desperately required. And in that moment, she became more emotional and shared the depths of her gratitude for us. I saw that week for the work that it was truly deserved. I began to realize that the seemingly menial work had to another fellow Christian meant proof that life was looking up and that people were looking out for her, and that truly touched me. She gathered us all into her arms for a massive group hug and teared up as she told us how much of a difference we were making in her life to improve just a little bit and remove a small burden from upon her back. 2 years later, I still look back upon that conversation and all of the meaning it holds with me. It taught me that God is always working through all of us in ways we may never even realize, and we need only just take a step back and assess the details of our efforts and the lengths that our work can reach into touching the lives of those around us.
To us, mission trips aren't just about a little bit of volunteer work and maybe seeing some of God's work along the way. They're about actually becoming God's work in the world around us and representing St. Paul's in everything that we accomplish. And all of those accomplishments and achievements are possible because of you, the congregation. Throughout the years, y'all have proven your dedication to our own EYC. You seemingly worked in the background in order to ensure the well-being of our youth group, by doing all in your power to support our young members, and you've taken every possible opportunity to further our education in Christ and our community in order to support us doing God's work. And we don't just mean financial support, but hey, feel free to pick up one of those envelopes on your way out. But to us, St. Paul's can take something as simple as a rock with a name on it and turn it into a week-long time for prayer and support of a youth member doing a week's worth of mission work. You've taught us to believe that every little thing counts, and you continue to show us this belief through your support of us in everything we do. You've also shown us that you believe that our mission trips play a crucial role in our spiritual enrichment, and to prove your support, you brave leaving your cars with a group of teenagers with water guns and high-powered hoses, and you test your taste buds with our questionable baking skills. Some of you even go as far as to take a week out of your busy schedules to adventure with us to our mission work, and the bonds that we form with our chaperones on these trips can't be described with words. From praying to us to chaperoning youth events and even supporting us as we created a new youth space, everything you have done and continue to do makes it possible for us to have these experiences and to be the youth group that we are. Without your support, we couldn't have made the difference we've been able to make in the world.
Now, because it is Youth Sunday, we'd like to talk about how important our youth group is to us. I think that the youth group is definitely one of the most important groups within our church, and not just because we're in it, but because it prepares kids for adult preparation in the church. During our time in youth, we've had the opportunity to really impact lives, and I think that's what makes it special. We have gone on mission trip after mission trip and volunteered through charities outside of youth. I know that our youth group has made it possible for us to participate in things like that. And it is in specific moments during a mission trip or a volunteer project that I am able to see God around us. Above all else, the youth group has opened our eyes to no longer taking things at face value. This youth family has shown me to constantly shows new youth how God works around the world and how we can help. As I sat in the youth room every Sunday night with candy whizzing past my face as fellow teens shouted out questions about the church as a whole, it hit me how much God's impact has upon us, even as we just reached for sweets. This casual, friendly setting has set the tone for multiple theoretical musings, weekly reflections, and laughter among those who, at this point, could be considered a second family.
When Jesus first comes upon these two men, they're discussing everything that's happened, Jesus' death and the disappearance of his body. And they're asking each other, how could this be? They're questioning and doubting everything that's happened, and I think that's something to which all of us can relate. Doubt is an unavoidable part of life, and as teenagers, doubt comes especially naturally to us. Every time we turn around, we find something new to make us doubt ourselves, our world, and our faith. And as those men are standing there, left to question everything they believe, Jesus comes in to explain everything and restore their faith. And to me, that's one of the most important parts of youth group. We are a group of teenagers doubting and questioning the world around us, but we have our own support system within our youth group. It's okay for us to doubt and question and wonder because we always have someone to restore our faith. Both of us started to get involved in youth in about sixth grade during our confirmation. And as Aaron's first confirmation class, we've had the opportunity to work with Aaron for years and to grow in faith with her by our sides. Since she's been here, Aaron has been a rock to each and every one of us. No matter the situation, she's always there to give us help or advice or to comfort us in any way. And she may have specifically told us not to compare to Jesus in this sermon, but to us, it's one of the most obvious comparisons we can make with this gospel. Since sixth grade, we've been able to come to her with our doubts and trust in her ability to calm our fears and help us understand everything that's going on. Just as Jesus helped those men understand everything that was happening. I know each and every one of our fellow youth members will agree that Aaron is the cornerstone of our youth family.
We think this whole reading is really about seeing God's work in our everyday life. We've seen God in the countless hours we've spent telling each other our blessings and bummers for the week. We've seen him at dance parties, on mission trips. He's been there when we've painted each other's fingernails, and I'm not talking about the girls. And we've seen his work in the eyes of the people that we've helped on mission trips. and we've seen him in the family in which we have been lucky enough to grow with for the past 7 years. Thank you.
Thank you.